听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, happy you joined us today at Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Do you know how to drive a car? Have you ever driven in a foreign country? It can be pretty nerve-wracking. How about when it comes time to fill up the gas tank? Sometimes that can be confusing as well. In this month's American Culture Corner, we'll take you through the process of buying gas in America, because most of the time, you'll be doing it yourself. Let's preview a few words. The first is the verb pump, as in Mark pumped gas into his car. The second word is the noun version of the first word pump. It's the noun pump, as in Carrie pulled her car up beside the gas pump. And finally, the word insert, as in please insert these advertisements into the newspapers. Okay, today's reading begins on page 16. Follow along as we begin.
Gas stations. When you fill up at an American gas station, you do it yourself. The gas gauge in your car reads almost empty, so it's time to stop for gas. You pull into the nearest gas station to fill up your car, and most likely, you'll have to do it yourself. Station attendants in just two states, Oregon and New Jersey, will pump gas for you. In every other state, it's self-serve. For convenience, most stations now have pay-at-the-pump service. You insert your credit card into the pump.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom. I'm Esther.
And I'm Chip. And today we're looking at the American Culture Corner article of this month's magazine. We're talking about gas stations in America. And gas stations in America are a little bit different from the ones you'll find here in East Asia.
Yes, and if you have a car, you know what it's like to go to a gas station and have someone fill up your gas tank. But in America, as we'll find out, in most gas stations, you do it yourself.
Our article starts out by painting a picture or telling a little story about when you are in America, you're driving your car, and your gas gauge reads empty.
So, this means that in your car, you have a gas gauge. And a gauge is a kind of meter. And this meter tells you how much gas you have left. If you have a lot of gas, it might read F for full. If you don't have very much gas left, it might go all the way down to E for empty.
And we have several different gas or several different gauges in our cars. We have a gauge that tells us how much battery power our car has. We have a temperature gauge, which tells us how hot or how cool our car engine is. So we have several gauges in our car.
So if your gas gauge reads that your gas is almost empty, then you will need to go to a gas station and fill your car up with more gas, or your car might stop running.
So you pull into the nearest gas station, and you begin to fill up your gas tank. And that word fill up means fill your car, probably full, with gas.
And you'll probably do it yourself. Why is that? Well, in America, in just 2 states out of the 50 states, people called station attendants will help you fill up your car.
Yeah, only 2 states in America have station attendants. And that word attendants, you might be able to figure out what that word means, because to attend means that you are present, means that you are there, ready for action. So a station attendant means that they are, an attendant there at a station is a person who is present, ready to help you.
Yes, they are present there to help you. And these people will help pump gas for you. Now, pump is a very important word as we're talking about gas stations. And here we're using the verb form because later we'll use the noun form. Chip, tell us more.
Well, that verb pump, or that, yeah, that word pump can be a verb just as easily as it can be a noun. And when you pump gas into your car, that means that you are using a pump or a machine called a pump to pump or bring gas out of the ground and put it into your car.
So we're talking about a gas pump here. There are other different kinds of pumps, friends. Just like at a well, there is a water pump where you pump water into a water bucket. Or if you ride a bicycle, maybe you have a flat tire and you need to pump air into your tire. So also an air pump.
Right. We have different kinds of pumps. To pump air, to pump water, to pump gas. And so today, this is the verb that we usually use when we're talking about filling up our car with gas. We pump gas into our car.
Right. So at these gas stations where you will do it yourself, we also have a special name for these gas stations, and we call them self-service, meaning that you will do it yourself. Now, Chip, if the gas station is not self-service, if you don't pump the gas yourself, what kind of gas station is it and what is it called?
Well, I think those gas stations are called full-service stations. That means that there are station attendants ready to help you fill up your car with gas, pump gas into your car, and maybe even wash your windows if that's available there.
Wow, that sounds very exciting, but you know, usually these full-service gas stations are a little more expensive because they have to hire these people to take care of your needs.
Right. Self-service stations are able to keep the expense down a little bit because they pay fewer workers to do the work for the customer.
So what happens when you get to a self-service gas station? Well, then, you have to insert your credit card into the gas pump. Now, let's talk about this word, insert.
Insert means to put something into a space in such a way that what you're putting in disappears temporarily. So when you insert your card into the pump, you insert it so that it disappears. You can't see it anymore. And then usually you pull it right out again.
Yes. Well, we're going to find out what happens when you insert your credit card into the gas pump.
Hi, friends. Welcome to the chat room. I'm Ken, and Brandon is here with me today. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everyone. Good to be back here in the chat room.
Brandon, I noticed that in today's article that most people have to serve themselves at local gas stations. But I was wondering about the idea of self-service. What exactly does it mean?
Well, Ken, self-service simply means that you must help yourself rather than getting help from an employee. For example, I went to buy a cup of coffee this morning, and I noticed that I had to make my own cup of coffee rather than getting help from the employee at the store.
Why are there so many self-serve places around today?
Well, we are living in a kind of do-it-yourself society.
Do-it-yourself? Is that the same as DIY?
Yes, except in North America, we say do-it-yourself. rather than DIY.
I see. So you're saying we live in a society where people want to do everything themselves?
Well, many do, yes. Most people want to get things done quickly. So if they do it themselves, then they don't have to wait on others, and they can work as quickly as they would like.
Is this always a good idea?
Actually, it's not always a good idea. Many times we get so busy that we forget about the people around us. People around us need our help, and we need their help as well.
So it's not always good to do everything yourself.
Right. We need to learn to ask for help at times. But we can also enjoy being independent at times and getting work done ourselves at our own pace.
我们对 DIY 应该不陌生。DIY 就是 Do It Yourself 的缩写。问题是这个缩写是东方人想出来的。在美国你若是跟人家讲 DIY, 没有人会知道你在讲什么。自己动手在美国要用 do it yourself 来表示。我们今天生活在一个 do it yourself society, 凡事都得自己动手的社会。Self-service 是自助式。要注意名词是 self-service。形容词是 self-serve, 比如说 that's a self-serve gas station, 那是一家自助式的加油站。
Right now, it's time for a break. Stay tuned. Studio Classroom will be back in a moment.
Hi everyone, welcome back from the break.Well, pulling up to a gas station in a foreign country can be a little intimidating. There might be confusing signs or special commands you have to enter into a computer, and maybe even a few impatient customers waiting in line behind you. We hope this lesson will help should you ever fill up your gas tank at an American gas station. One handy word to know for this section is receipt, as in,George asked for a receipt after he bought some groceries. Now we're ready for the second reading. It begins in the left-hand column on line 10. Please follow along as we read.
Gas stations. If your card is accepted, the machine will tell you to begin pumping gas.When your tank is full, the pump will shut off. When you replace the pump handle, a readout on the machine will ask you if you want a receipt. Press Y for yes or N for no. Some gas stations do not have pay at the pump service. At these stations, you must go inside and prepay. After you fill your tank,You can go inside and get your change or sign your credit card slip.
Hi, welcome back. We're talking about gas stations in America and specifically self-serve gas stations in America where you have the possibility of paying at the pump.
Yes, if you pay at the pump, it means that you will pay, usually with your credit card, at the gas pump. And before the break, we were talking about how you insert your credit card into the gas pump. And sometimes, Chip, we insert other things, right?
Certainly, yeah. We insert coins into, like, coffee machines or drink machines. When we insert the coin disappears.
Yes, we put it into something. So here, friends, you have inserted or you have put your credit card into the pump, and this gas pump is going to see if your credit card is okay. If it's okay, then your credit card is accepted. Then the machine will tell you something. What will it tell you, Chip?
Well, it will say, we accept your card works, your credit cardis a good credit card, and then it will tell you to begin pumping gas, and you can begin to pump gas into your car.
So once you see the sign that says it's okay to begin pumping gas, you start pumping gas, and what happens is when your tank is full, or when your gas tank is completely full of gas, the gas tank will stop pumping by itself. And, you know, you won't feel like you can press the gas pump anymore.
That's right. It automatically shuts off so that your tank doesn't overflow, or so it doesn't, you know, fill to the top and then continue to pump gas out onto the ground.
And when you put the pump back into the handle on the machine, you will see a readout. And a readout is something that you can read and something that you see, and it will ask you if you want a receipt.
Usually the readout is a little screen on the pump, on the machine, and you'll be able to read what it says.
So this word readout, we can use it to talk about words we see on a screen. When you're at the ATM machine, on the screen, there's also a readout to ask you if you want to draw money or if you want to transfer money. But the receipt is a slip of paper that will come out from the gas tank. And what will this receipt do? Well, it'll tell you how much you pumped, and it will give you a record of how much you pumped.
Right. And you don't just get a receipt at a gas station. You can get receipts at restaurants and stores. Anytime you buy something, you should be able to get a receipt for what you purchased, what you bought. And it will tell you what you purchased and how much it was.
Yes, and often it will tell you what time you bought that. So if you bought something at a department store and later you want to go and return it, well, remember to bring your receipt. But what happens to the pump? Well, you'll see a Y for yes, if you want a receipt, or N for no.
And I usually push Y for yes because I like to be able to show people that I did pay for this gas with my credit card, because, you know, if the gas station worker thought that maybe I drove away without paying for the gas, I want to be able to prove that I paid for the gas with my receipt.
Right. And having a receipt is also a good way for you to keep a record of how much money you spend each month for paying for your gas. Or if you're going on a trip and you're in America, you'll know how much money you paid for your trip for gas.
Yeah, there are several reasons to keep a receipt, but you might choose to not have the machine print a receipt for you because you want to save paper. Maybe you care about the environment, and that might be a good reason not to get the receipt.
Well, not every station has a pay-at-the-pump service. And what happens at stations that don't have pay-at-the-pump service? Well, you need to go and find the station attendant or the person working at the gas station.
And when you go and find the gas station worker, you usually pay in advance, or you prepay. You pay before you pump.
Yes, and if you prepay, then you will go in and tell them how much money you want to fill up for your gas tank, and then they will help you set the gas tank. So when you go to the gas tank, the gas pump will stop when you reach that amount.
And I think it's so much more convenient to pay at the pump than to go in and prepay. I love it when you can pay at the pump because, you know, when you go in to prepay, you have to get out of your car and walk a little bit further and give them some money or give them your credit card and then go back and fill up your car and then go back and get your receipt and get your change. And it's much more convenient to pay at the pump.
And it takes a lot more time, especially when you have to go a few trips and also sign your credit card. Well, friends, it's now time for a skit, and we'll come back tomorrow and talk more about gas stations in America.
I'm so tired of pushing our car. Couldn't you see it was running out of gas?
I'm sorry. I didn't notice that the gas gauge read empty.
Oh.
But I am glad we are at the gas station now.
Me too. But where is the service attendant?
Oh, we don't need an attendant. We can pump our own gas.
We can? How?
Well, sometimes you pay at the pump. I just put my credit card into the pump, and then I can pump gas into the car.
Well, that's very convenient.
Yes, the pump will shut off when the car is full.
But what about the receipt?
Well, when I put the pump handle back in place, I can request one.
Oh.
Yes, paying at the pump is very easy, but some stations don't have that service.
Oh, so that's when you need the attendant.
Well, no, that's when you need to go inside and prepay.
Prepay?
Yes, you give the money to the attendant inside, and then you come back and pump your gas. After that, you go back and get your change and receipt.
Wow, but I still think we need an attendant.
I agree. He can help us push our car to the pump.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们来看 pump 这个动词。pump 在这里是指用机桶抽取或者是注入某种液体或气体。例如 ,the new machine we bought can pump over 200 gallons of water per minute. 我们新买的机器一分钟可以抽超过200加仑的水出来。或者是 ,the driver pumped enough gas to fill up his tank. 驾驶加了足够的油把油箱给加满了。Pump 也可以当名词，意思就是抽水机或机桶或抽气机。例如 ,a gas pump 是指加油，或者是 a bicycle pump 是指脚踏车充气用的打气筒。继续我们看的是 read out 这个名词。read out 是指电脑列印出来或显示出来的信息。例如 ,the readout on my dashboard is flashing,which indicates that one of the car doors is not closed. 我的仪表板上显示器一直闪烁，显示出我的一个车门没有关好。明天的课文还会提到另外一个相关的名词，叫做 reader， 意思是指用来辨识数位信息的阅读机。例如 ，a microfilm reader 是指微缩胶卷的阅读机。课文中还提到 a credit card reader 就是指刷卡机。最后我们看的是 receipt 这个名词。注意这里的 P 是不发音的，念成 receipt。Receipt 是指收据，例如 ,you need to get an official receipt in order to apply for reimbursement. 你需要申请正式的收据才可以申请赔偿金。Receipt 的动词是 receive,R-E-C-E-I-V-E, 意思就是收取。例如 ,I received a notice from the IRS last week. 我上周收到国税局的通知。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
Gas stations. When you fill up at an American gas station, you do it yourself. The gas gauge in your car reads almost empty, so it's time to stop for gas. You pull into the nearest gas station to fill up your car.And most likely, you'll have to do it yourself. Station attendants in just two states, Oregon and New Jersey, will pump gas for you. In every other state, it's self-serve. For convenience, most stations now have pay-at-the-pump service. You insert your credit card into the pump. If your card is accepted,The machine will tell you to begin pumping gas. When your tank is full, the pump will shut off. When you replace the pump handle, a readout on the machine will ask you if you want a receipt. Press Y for yes or N for no. Some gas stations do not have pay at the pump service. At these stations, you must go inside and prepay.After you fill your tank, you can go inside and get your change or sign your credit card slip.
New cultures always mean new adventures, right? Tomorrow we check in with Jack and Laura and find out what kind of adventure they're having at an American gas station. In the meantime, if you have a moment...Why not visit us at our website? It's studioclassroom.com. www.pumpjobs.com. There, you'll find a lot to challenge and keep you busy with your English. Friends, it's time to say goodbye. So, from all of us here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, have a great day. Bye-bye, everyone.